A word for you from Isaiah chapter 9 verses 2 and 6. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. For unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. In this time, this season, when we think about the birth of Jesus in a special way that God has ordained in the world, that is celebrated as a holiday, very often by those who are not Christians, and those who get mixed up about the story, and those who even don't know that this Christmas gift that God has sent is for us, for people, not just a time to make merry and a time for trees, but a time where God will bring light into your life. So when it speaks in verse 2 about those who sat in darkness, it refers to the same thing in Matthew chapter 4 verse 16. It says, the people that sat in darkness saw a great light. It means that they are hopeless cases. They have given up on themselves in the sense that they can't get out of their darkness. They're not even standing there. They're sitting in their darkness. They're bemoaning their state. They know that there is no release, no possible freedom. They can't get out on bail, but they are in bondage to sin. You see, darkness, the sin of darkness, and darkness, which is wickedness itself, is not just the absence of light, but is the presence of evil. There is a type of an influence, a spiritual power, which makes people to be in bondage. That's why it says in verse 4 that this light, the coming of Jesus Christ, has broken the yoke of the burden, the staff on your shoulder, the rod of your oppressor. That is true liberation. And if you want to enjoy Christmas properly and to experience all that God has for you, remember that the light has dawned. In Luke 1 verse 78 it says, because of the tender mercy of our God. Isn't that a beautiful phrase? Because of his tender mercy, whereby the dayspring from on high shall visit us. This is the light which has dawned. This is God's way of salvation. There is no other light. And in verse 79 of Luke 1 it says, to shine upon them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. You make that deliberate choice for God. You accept his gift for you, and your feet are then guided into the way of peace. Now stay on that way. Walk in that way.